Well, another year of Auburn softball, and boy, just look, keep an update on the websites, Max Preps and everything. Allison, you got to love the way your team's playing. What, 17-7? Things are going well.
They are, yeah. It's been an exciting season, and we're really looking forward to what we can do postseason for sure.
Did you have a pretty good idea, pretty good feeling coming to the season with all the players and returnees coming back this year? Hey, we've got the pieces to put together a great season, maybe make it to a state tournament this year.
Yeah, so we had all our returners come back minus two. So we had our corners to fill. First and second base was the places or the positions that needed filled. And we were able to find two girls that really stepped up, and they've been playing really well for us at those positions.
I tell you, one team you've had some battles with is Freeman. I see you played them, what, three times, and all three have been relatively close. Got a little rivalry with that team, huh?
Freeman has definitely been a rival game for many, many years with Auburn. They are very comparable to us, and yes, this was Saturday was the third time we played them. We had beaten them twice already, so 2-1 against them this year, but all three games that were super competitive.
Any chance of playing them again?
If I look at the seedings, I think it would be at state if both of us were to make it to state.
Why not? Let's have the fourth meeting at state tournament. That'd be a great place to have another one, wouldn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
You bet. Hey, talk about your players. I know you're a pitcher. You're a great pitcher here at McCook High. That's probably you concentrate on everything, but your pitching, I know you got a young lady who's pretty good. She's kind of your workhorse, isn't she?
Right. So Gretchen Pascal is a junior this year, and she's been our starting pitcher since her freshman year. So she has developed into a great pitcher with lots of different pitches. She just is a competitor on the mound and is going to do anything she can to set our team up well and do her best to provide us the best opportunity to go out and win.
She's your number one, no question. But I see there's some other girls that get some innings here and there, don't they?
Yes. So we have two other girls. They're both sophomores. This is their first year having varsity time, and so that's a big transition for them, but they've done a good job of stepping in and pitching when we need them. Our number one was injured for a week, and so we did have to rely upon our younger girls to start and pitch the entire time, and we were able to come out with two wins, which was really big for them and just our team as well.
See, your offense has scored some big numbers this year in a lot of games and batting averages. You've got an offense that can produce some runs each and every game, can't they?
For sure. And as you know, though, Rich, it's kind of, if we start off right away, we continue usually. And so if we can get our number one, two, and three batting instantly, it's really contagious. And then the rest of the girls do a great job of following through.
A lot of team speed with this bunch.
Yes. So I feel like this is the first year, at least as me at head coach, that I feel pretty confident with our girls on the bases running. So it's been fun to see what we can do and just try to steal a couple bases, get an extra base here and there. So it's been a different part of the game plan that I haven't had the luxury to put in the past, but it's been a lot of fun to try to test the limits this year.
Fast season. You know darn well softball is fast. It's a blur, and so hard to believe you're down to your final games regular season before postseason's coming up here right around the corner.
Yeah, so varsity has three more games. We finish at home against Nebraska City. That's another big rivalry for us. And then on Saturday, we go and play UTAN, Meade, and Fort Calhoun. And so, yes, our last three games are going to be really difficult, but it's going to be really telling of where our team is at going into sub-districts.
Now, subs and everything, you got to have a good seating, you feel, after you finish well. Seating-wise, everything's going to be pretty good for you, set up well?
It should be. Our big goal for this year was to host a sub-district, being a top-10 team, to be able to play and have home field advantage. And it looks like it hasn't been finalized yet that we should be the 10th seed, or the 9th or 10th seed. And so we were able to accomplish that goal, so that was big, but moving on to other things now.
Been a fun group, and I see a lot of underclassmen. You got some of these girls back for a couple of more years.
So we have a total of 23 girls out for Auburn softball, and that's the most that has been out, at least since I've been in Auburn. So the sport is growing in our community. It's growing for our school, and it's just been exciting to see the excitement of softball in our town right now.
And finally, not only softball, but as a teacher in the school system, I take it Auburn's a great place to be, isn't it?
It has been, yes. I'm teaching fourth grade, which has been a great grade for me, and then coaching multiple sports as well. Great and good to get involved.
You betcha. Allison, good to talk to you. Thanks a million for the time. Keep up the good work and continued success, and punch that state tournament ticket.
All right. Thanks, Rich.